Hey everyone, hope you're doing well. Welcome back to another episode of the Success by Design podcast, brought to you by, hey, Executive Corrupt Grades. I'm going to be your host today, Tim Madden. And hey, if this is your first time tuning in to this podcast and learning about us, hey, we help directors, VPs, and executives get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. Today's episode is one that might change how you see your entire job search. Because here's the reality, right? Recruiters, we've heard this 6-second thing for a long time, that they typically look only at your resume for 6 seconds before deciding, hey, do I move it to the side or does it get tossed aside with the others? Okay. So 6 seconds. So the big question is, how do you make those 6 seconds count? What are recruiters, headhunters, hiring managers really looking for versus what they completely ignore? So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to dive in. And I promise you, if you stick with me for this episode, you're going to walk away with just a new perspective on how to position yourself as a top tier candidate, whether that's be changing your resume a little bit or changing your LinkedIn profile. As always, hey, if you need help in your career, you can go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we've helped over 300 people this year get hired. Just yesterday, we were on our weekly wins calls with our client. We had 12 individuals accept director, VP, and executive placements. So, hey, if you're looking for more information about that, go to execupgrades.com/podcast. And congrats to all of the ECU members who have landed jobs they love and are approaching that offer stage. So let's get started. Hey, let's start by facing the reality. 6 seconds, it's not fair. I agree with you. You've built a career over decades, managing budgets, led hundreds of people likely. And now some recruiter who glances at your resume for a couple seconds decides if you're worth more time. You know, I used to get frustrated with this too, but then I realized, man, recruiters aren't the enemy. They're just the gatekeepers. They're also drowning in resumes and applications because it's so freaking easy to apply, and they're under pressure to fill high demand roles quickly. And the only way they can survive is by developing a lightning fast filter. Okay. So what do they filter for in these first 6 seconds? It's not fluff. It's not buzzwords, which most of you probably have on your resume. And it's not your hobbies they're scanning for. So let's break down. They're looking for title and career trajectory. Does your recent role line up with what you're actually trying to apply for? Number two. Can they see numbers, metrics, or clear business outcomes quickly? And number three, clarity and relevance. Is your resume clean, professional, and easy to read? Everything else, ladies and gentlemen, gets ignored, period. You know, I'll never forget when I myself was a recruiter in corporate America, I had hundreds of resumes on my desk for a senior manager role. I didn't have the time to look at them all. My eyes would jump to titles, companies, and bold numbers or metrics that stood out. If I didn't see clear relevance really quickly, I would move on. That's when it hit me. I was like, it wasn't that all of these people weren't qualified. It was that they didn't know how to package their talent for a 6-second decision. So, question for you. If a recruiter scanned your resume today for only 6 seconds, would they see your leadership, results, and value? Or would they see a wall of text and vague responsibilities? So let's break this down even further. What exactly do these people look for, and how can you give it to them in the right way? Let's talk about your title. Recruiters are going to look first at your most recent title. If you're applying for a VP role and your last role was director, that makes sense. But if your last role was manager of operations and you're applying for a COO, you better show a clear path of growth, right? The funny thing is, you could be an operations manager who has a bunch of responsibility, but if you don't package it correctly, you'll never be looked at for those higher level roles. Number two, numbers and results. Recruiters ignore this vague lines of responsible for leading a team. I've managed product or projects. They look for measurable results. Hey, I led a team of 25. I improved revenue by X. I managed to reduce costs by 2 million. Right? Numbers really make your impact real. Now, applicant tracking systems. I don't like them, you know, and I'm fighting to even get through this episode. I know it's so important, but I know your resume and your LinkedIn profile is not going to get you hired, but it's important to have one that is visible. And if you do see a role, right, I always recommend, you know, just following on as we continue with this episode, reach out directly to the decision maker. Let them know how you can help them. That's your best chance of getting hired. But hey, we do have to pay the resume and the LinkedIn game a little bit. Now, clarity of layout. It should look, you know, easy to follow. They want simple formatting, clean sections, and easy to spot recommendations. Again, not a wall of text that's hard to read. You know, and one of my clients, man, had an amazing 20-year resume, but his resume was like 10 pages long, single space, and read like a biography. Recruiters will not read it. They will ignore it. We cut it down to 2 pages with results where, up front, within 2 weeks, he had 5 interviews lined up because, again, he was reaching out to the decision makers as well. But how you package yourself before they see you is so important. You know, you need a 6-second friendly resume. And if you don't know, on LinkedIn, people are only going to see, they're going to typically look at your profile for 15 seconds. So here's what recruiters completely ignore. If you have an objective statement, hey, I am seeking a challenging role where I can grow and contribute, that is outdated. Recruiters don't care what you want. They care, what can this person deliver on? Okay. What can this person deliver on? Super important. Try to avoid long technical jargon, right? Recruiters aren't experts in every technical skill. So remember that, right? Keep it simple, keep it clear, keep it results focused. Back to the results. Do not ever be writing bullet points on your resume without impact. So don't say manage team meetings or handle budgets. Talk about the success, the positive outcomes, not job description. That just won't get you work. Okay. And I know that because I had a client, you know, I think a couple months ago, he was using the easy apply on LinkedIn. That's the only recommended, you know, right from Tim Madden, what jobs are okay to apply for, Tim? The ones that take you 10 seconds on LinkedIn, the easy apply jobs where you can 2-click apply and they have all your information. Okay. But I once had a client just a couple months ago, he's a VP of marketing. He listed everything back to college. It was overwhelming, right? No one probably cares what you did 30 years ago, right? Like your internship out of college. So we cut 15 years of really just unrelated experience, highlighted the last 10, and that's what essentially landed this person interviews. So what's on your resume right now that a recruiter probably skips over in a glance? Really good question to ask yourself. So, how do you package it together quickly? All right. Here's how you pass the 6-second test. Here's just 3 steps. Number one, we need to front load our value. Right when they look at our resume, we need the important stuff at the top, ladies and gentlemen. It should scream value. That means a strong summary with impact, keywords, and a snapshot of your biggest results, right? Your biggest team, your biggest sales increase, your biggest numbers. And every bullet point should start with an action verb and end with a measurable result. Notice this. What sets you apart from everybody else? There's only one thing. You've led teams. They've led budgets. What is the difference? It's the positive results you've brought. And if every bullet comment, especially at the top, doesn't say the extreme value you've brought, someone else is going to beat you out. Super important. And I know this because another client, right? COO role. His original resume was just like tasks. We rebuilt it to match the language of some of the postings he was going after. Leadership, operation strategy, transformation, right? Super important to think about this. And let me ask you another question. If you compared your resume right now, side by side with what role you were going after, would they look like they belong in the same conversation? So let's get practical. Here are your action steps for today. Step one, audit your resume. Set a timer for 6 seconds. Hand your resume to a trusted, you know, person, executive coach, right? Or someone who's hired thousands of people. Hand it to them and say, hey, what stands out? If they don't say at your level, leadership, results, and impact, you've got some work to do. Number two, cut the clutter. Remove anything that doesn't support the role you want. Okay, long lists of duties, outdated skills, remove them. Everybody. Number three, rewrite your top section. Craft a powerful executive summary, right? Example, hey, I've been a global operations exec for over 20 years, driving growth such as this, reducing costs such as this, and leading transformation in these situations. See, I'm giving people like, here's what I did. Here's why I was successful doing that. Measure everything. Number four, look at your bullets and ask, man, can I add a number here? Can I add a number there? And remember, if you can't add a number because it's hard to measure, just say, because I did this, which led to this, there was some type of positive outcome. The reason I say that is because when you're talking about culture, right, it's not always easy to talk about some positive impact. But either way, if you don't tell them, they are not going to know. So audit your resume, cut the clutter, rewrite the top section, make sure everything is measured. So here's the takeaway. Recruiters are not out to get you. They're out to filter people very quickly. So are decision makers and so are headhunters. If you know how to package yourself to pass that 6-second test, whether it's on your resume or the 15-second test that's on LinkedIn, you'll stand out. Titles, results, clarity, that's what gets noticed. Everything else gets ignored. As you know, hey, here at Executive Career Upgrades, we help directors, VPs, and executives get the job. That's what we're talking about. Keep it and be successful at it. So if you want tailored help making sure your resume or LinkedIn or overall professional brand can like pass that test, I'd encourage you to schedule a free career consultation with our team at execupgrades.com/podcast. Hey, let's get you positioned for the opportunities you deserve. Because you likely have the experience, you just probably don't have the profile and the system to support it. So until next time, remember, success is not by chance, it's by design. See you next week.